Sean and I have a couples therapist. One thing that she said that has stuck with me is, you know, if it hasn't been said out loud to each other, then it's not on the table and it's not true. And, you know, I think that's so important for the audience to hear. The audience is mostly women. And I will generalize. I know we're not all the same, but I will say, based on what I know of my friends and, you know, community that I've met, there is this desire and hope that your partner just knows, that your partner is able eventually to read your mind and anticipate things, which I think there's nuance to that. I think there can be some beauty in knowing your partner to anticipate whether it's needs or maybe there's surprises that you kind of intuit would be beautiful. But I think this point of saying it out loud to your partner has been so helpful for me. It opens up this beautiful, like, portal of truth. So we're not living in this limbo of, I wonder, and maybe if it's like, no, we know, or we don't know. It's one or the other. I just find that to be super, super helpful. I feel like you have always been very direct in your communication. It's taking me a second, which I think we kind of balance each other out in that way. But yeah.
Yeah. Part of the reason I'm so direct in my communication is I think it saves time, right? And as someone who, I think I said this on the first podcast, but really thrived on the gray area in my 20s, it was because I knew that some people wouldn't challenge me. And particularly when it came to relationships, if things aren't clearly stated and you're in like limbo,
yeah,
you're only setting yourself up for failure. Because this goes back to people not wanting to feel or be rejected, where the way I see it is the faster I get rejected, the quicker I can devote that energy, time, mental alacrity, you name it, to something else that may actually see me and view me the way I want to be viewed. Whereas so much I think of the way people do relationships is this notion of guess and check, and the person ultimately with the upper hand, and the upper hand in this case means whether they're in a more emotional state, have more financial ability, you name it, but there's a reason why certain people who don't have the quote unquote leverage don't ask that question. And whether it's because you don't want to be alone, so you'll rather stay in a relationship that may not be, yeah, you know, great for you, but then that way you can feel close to someone, but you're not actually close to them, right? It's just you're better able to say to other people, I'm in a relationship. Whereas I don't really subscribe to that, right? I'd rather be alone than be with someone who I actually feel alone with, if that makes sense. This past weekend, I played a game for the first time called Mafia. I think it's also called Werewolf, and apparently you play it with kids as well. It's essentially a card game where, you know, there are two mafia, four kind of townspeople, and then one doctor. And the point of the game is to help discern and figure out who either the townspeople are or who the mafia is. And by the end, if there are more townspeople, they win, or if there's more mafia, then quote unquote, the mafia takes over the town. Why is that important or applicable here? Because this is a game we played. And in the game, apparently the townspeople win a lot more than they did when we played, because the mafia won every time. But I say that because people were lying or saying something to get people to think something else. But again, that's a game. So when we take what happens in games and bring them into our real life and into relationships, you're turning your relationship into a game where I don't want to be in a game with someone. I want to have someone who can look me in the eye and tell me honestly how they're feeling, what they think, et cetera. Not because, going back to as we started, it's always going to be easy or it's always going to be fun. But I think for the same reasons why when people are in their teenage years or in their 20s, and they like the volatility, right? They're like, yeah, oh, I want to be the one to change this person. This person's great, but they've been the bad boy or the bad girl, and I'm going to get them. Is for the same reasons why when you get older, you want stability, right? You want credibility. You want someone you can trust. You want someone who you know is going to be there. And that doesn't come without communication, because you're just going to start assuming things and assume that person's going to be there. And then when the rug gets pulled out underneath you, if it wasn't you who was asking the questions, then at some point you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, whoa, what could I have done differently, yep, to have a different outcome? Now, if that person blatantly lies to you, that's not on you. That sucks, and it's going to be really uncomfortable and you have to pick up the pieces. But for all intents and purposes, you know, there was a mentor of mine who would say in the past, like, no one cares about your career more than you do. Mm. And so if you take that and apply that to your relationship, no one cares about your relationship more than you do. And hopefully you're in a relationship where the other person cares as much or more than you do. So you're both pouring into one another. But that's just something that I wouldn't leave to chance, or I wouldn't leave to guessing or hoping, right? Like,
yeah,
hope isn't a strategy.
Yes. I want to talk about our milestones that we've reached or have navigated since the last time we recorded, and just anything that you feel, and I'll include them. So moving in together, getting our own place, moving in together, getting engaged, planning a wedding, any others. I feel like we have personal milestones that we've navigated together.
International trips together.
Yeah, I would love to pick apart some of these, because I know a lot of people are either working towards these milestones, in the middle of them, just thinking about them. What has been your high level, either learnings, surprises?
Surprises, I think, goes back to one of my favorite Steve Jobs quotes that he delivered at a Stanford commencement speech, where he essentially says you can only connect the dots looking backwards. And so as you and I tell many of these stories, it sounds very coherent and linear, whereas when we were going through them, it clearly wasn't. Mm-hmm. And so the first example, or one example that comes to mind, was, I don't think it was our first international trip, but it was one of the larger ones. But in August of last year, we went to Sicily for a wedding. Mm-hmm. And that trip wasn't that fun. The wedding itself was fun. And like looking back, it was an incredible experience for the both of us.
Yeah.
But as we were going through it, whether it was the, mistaken luggage incident, or the fact that I had just put the down payment on the engagement ring, and so I was super anal about everything, kind of forcing some conversations because I was thinking to myself, oh man, like this is real now, right? Like this is going to happen. So I want to make sure that we've talked about a couple of these things prior to getting engaged. And so when you juxtaposed last August's trip to Italy with this July's trip to Italy, I think they were night and day. And the fact that in both cases, we were meeting a lot of new people, but the growth in not only ourselves, but our collective relationship, in addition to obviously by this point, or this July, I should say, we were already engaged. Like there was just so much more, I don't know the word, there's so much more confidence mm-hmm. in ourselves, in our relationship, and where we were, and not needing to be by each other's side every minute, and being able to engage with new people and not have to have your partner by your side. Like I just think there's so much there where international travel can be tough, right? And that's everything from the flight to the luggage to the travel to I had the nut incident, right? There's so many things. I think one was, at least in my eyes, so much more secure, I think is the right word, as it pertains to us two in terms of the trips than the other.
Yeah, international travel, I feel like, is such a, I don't want to say a test, but I do recommend people taking a big trip like that. You know, outside of the country, there's logistics that I think it's an important thing to be with your significant other, partner, navigating a different place, travel stresses, but also like the joy of exploring a new place and having a new experience together. I think it's very formative. Your point about feeling more secure is aptly said. I feel that first trip was so interesting to me. It brought out a side of me that is part of me. And I hadn't really had a conversation with her where I'm like, I had kind of stuffed her down so far that when she came up during that trip, I was like, who am I? Like, what the fuck is this? But then when I really sat with it and like reckoned with that part that was trying to show itself, there was that part that felt very unheard. And I think that I've learned from getting to know that part that like, I can express to you my desires for closeness. I can express to you my anxieties in certain situations and be really clear. Because I think what was happening was that I was not communicating clearly about how I felt. You were picking up on it because you're incredibly intuitive and psychic. And there was just kind of this mismatch to how I normally am in social situations and to what was happening. So it just taught me a lot about communicating how I'm feeling, because I realized I had a lot of shame about how I was feeling and I didn't want it to affect your experience. And then this most recent trip in Italy, I feel like was powerful for a few reasons. One, I feel like we approached this trip, which was kind of last minute, you know, in the grand scheme of things, with or as a team. You know, I really felt like the teamwork happening on this trip, whether it was booking flights, planning hotels or Airbnbs, different activities, or laying out time to really just chill and read and be. And I loved the flow. And I think, you know, for me, it speaks to the high level just pride I have in the fact that we are a team.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose. And follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.